back with the group here today?
It's nice. Actually, last week I was with Josh and Blake and Andrew, so I got my fill with them early. But it's nice to be, see some new faces and get on the ice with them, and it's always good to be back in Winnipeg.
What was the focus, Mark, in this offseason when it comes to training? Did you switch anything up?
Yeah, there's always adjustments. There's always things that you're gonna change or add or subtract. So figured out some things. I got a great team around me, so I got a lot of people that I can trust and bounce ideas off of. So added some things, took away some things. So it was a good summer.
Was there any highlights to that you really enjoyed or feel was really something able to help you out?
A lot of time with Adam Oates. That's always a highlight. Getting to skate with him is always fun. Obviously met Josh and Blake and Andrew in certain places. Went to Ann Arbor to see Andrew and skated at Michigan, which was pretty cool. And actually went to Calgary Stampede, which was pretty cool too. So it was a lot of highlights, a lot of skating, a lot of working out, and a lot of fun too.
Mark, when we saw you in the spring, change was going to be inevitable with the team. It always is from year to year, but obviously a few departures. Just your thoughts on Jacob and Tyler, Brandon, Ben all departing.
Yeah, it's one of those first years where a lot of good friends are not here anymore. So, obviously that's tough, especially Jacob. He's a guy obviously I spent a lot of time with, and we were rookies together. We kind of went through everything together. So, that one definitely stung a bit, but obviously very happy for him and Kelly as well. So, but you have to understand that's part of the business too. Those guys will always be lifelong friends and that won't change, but just different sweaters on their chest.
When the schedule came out, did you get a chuckle to see where you're starting the season?
Yeah, that'll be really fun. See Jacob right off the bat will be pretty cool. Obviously him and his first game in New York too will be cool for him. So, it's definitely those schedule makers, I'm sure did something on purpose.
It's obviously part of the business, Mark, with Patrick and Kyle still without contracts. A lot of players actually still without contracts here in September. How concerned are you about their availability when camp gets underway?
That's the game. That's the business. There's a lot of teams that are dealing with that right now. And, don't really know much about it. I'm not a GM. Maybe one day. But that's something you just got to... just got to let happen. There's nothing we can do as players. All we can do is, work on our game, and whatever happens, happens.
Did you stay in contact with either of them?
Yeah.
Summer?
Yeah, definitely gave KC some ribbing about the McKenzie Tour. I always know I'm a better golfer than him now. But yeah, stay in contact with them. They don't want to hear from us and be like, hey, how's the contract going? That's the last thing they want to hear. So, all you can do is be a friend of them and, give them the advice if they ask it. But at the end of the day, it's their lives and that's for them and the agent and the team to decide. And, all you can do is lend a helping hand when you can.
Is there a tough balance there, though, as a player to want to obviously have team success, but also want them to, do well themselves when it comes to their contract?
Yeah, we all understand that business side of things. And that's why, players can't stick their head in other players' business. It's their business. It's their livelihood, and like I said before, all you can do is be a friend to them, and that's it. It's not about anything else. It's just being a friend if they ask, and just hope they're happy, and that's all that really matters.
A year ago, Mark, coming into camp, everybody was talking about the Jets, Stanley Cup contender, maybe even a favorite coming off the deep playoff run. Maybe a little bit different this year with external expectations. What's it like for you and you think in the room in terms of the mindset going into this year?
Well, at the end of the day, every team, no matter if you lose guys, gain guys, it's still a hard road to the finals. Everyone saw it. With St. Louis last year, they were last place at Christmas and, they end up winning the cup. So, that nothing of that matters. No speculation, nothing really matters until you get on the ice, and that's the way we have to look at it. All we can control is working on our game and getting better as a team, and that's all you can control.
Would you almost prefer, though, people to maybe overlook you as opposed to build the team up as the perennial favorite? Like, almost
no one really cares, to be honest. No one really cares about what other people think. That's sure. That's a You know, if you let that get to you, you're in a worse place. Right. You know, all you can do is focus on you know what you can do and what you can do for the team and the room that you have, and you know, try to win every game. You want to go out and win, and you know, who really cares what the media says? You know, what anyone says. It's about our room. It's about our team, and that's all that matters.
We haven't talked to you since the Blues won the Cup, but them going. I mean, you obviously saw them in the first round. Them going on to win it all. Does that change maybe the perception of how your season ended, that you guys...
No, not really. There's so many good things that have to go good in a season, and that's just the way it is. It doesn't matter. You know, we lost in the first round. It doesn't matter if they won the Stanley Cup or lost in the next round. It's still, you know, our focus was to move on, and there's no subtle victories in that.
Would there be lessons, though, that you guys or any team could take from what St. Louis did to go from dead last at Christmas to...
100%. I think every team this year is gonna have that in their minds. You know, you can't count anyone out until it's over, and you know, St. Louis proved that.
Did you reflect back on, or how much did you reflect on last season during the off season, or did you just kind of turn the page and start a new?
Obviously, you do some reflection, but at the end of the day, you dwell on it too long, and you're gonna you know, worry yourself sick. So, you know, I got past it. I had a good summer. I knew, you know, all I can do is go work on my game and get better as a hockey player and be the best player I can be for this team, and that's what I did. And you know, that's got to be everyone's focus. There's no dwelling on last year. It's over. Just gotta have fun and go at it again this year.
Just last one for me, Mark, but on your good friend Andrew Kopp, you mentioned that he was skating with Adam Oates this year, and many see an opportunity for him to maybe play an even bigger role on this team. Would you be in that camp that you think the
sky's the limit? 100%. I'm in his camp all the time. It was even last year. You know, he skated with Adam last year, and I think everyone saw the transition in his game, and you know, obviously I'm very close with him, and I see the work that he puts in on a day-to-day basis, and you know, he's one of those guys that just does everything right, and you know, I definitely can see him, you know, only getting better from here, and he is only getting better from here, and you know, I'm sure he's gonna turn some heads this year, that's for sure.
How curious are you to see all the different options that are there to play with you and Blake?
Yeah, that's the good thing about hockey. You know, there's a lot of good players out there, and you know, I think that's you know, it's about finding chemistry. I think chemistry is the biggest thing in this game, and you know, you wanna play with guys that you know you click with and you play well with, and you know, that's about it. I think chemistry is a thing that is kind of put away on people nowadays, especially with analytics and all that extra junk. You know, chemistry is such a something that you can't quantify. There's no statistics that say chemistry, and I think that's something that I think, you know, needs to be, you know, looked at more, I would say.
Some of the keys to finding chemistry with someone, Mark?
There's a lot of things. There's obviously, you know, there's certain playing styles that work better together. There's also mentalities, just as a, you know, as a person. You know, you get a lot, you might get along different with guys on the bench or whatever. And I think I think there's a lot of things that have to go right. And, you know, I think that's something that you have to play around with. You have to see what clicks. You have to see, you know, how well guys adapt to certain things. And I think that's you know, that's something that is definitely overlooked.
Why do you think you and Blake had that chemistry right off the bat, even when Claude used you guys in overtimes before you became regular line mates?
That's one of those things that it's almost like just innate abilities. You know, we clicked right away. We kind of understood each other's game. Obviously, you know, Blake's a very, very smart guy, and I like to think I'm pretty smart too. but it's just a matter of, you know, figuring each other out, figuring out each other's tendencies and feeding off of it and trying to grow. It's not, you know, it's not something that you can just throw three people together and say go play. There's things that have to go right, and I think, you know, me and Blake just, you know, we feed off each other really well. We have a great relationship. You know, I think it's just a matter of our play styles really work out, and we also work at it. You know, we skate together in the summers, you know, a lot of times. So, you know, we figure out a lot of things together. We, you know, do video together, whatever it is. We figure all that stuff out. And, you know, it's not just put us together and we were good. It was, you know, we worked at it too.
Would you be opposed to playing without Blake, and if it was for the betterment of, you know, just how line combinations worked?
Well, that's exactly it. It's, you know, whatever's the best for the team. And that's, you know, that's what you do. You go back in the summer and you work on your game and you become a better hockey player to be the best for your team. And that's what we all strive for. We all strive to win, and that's what it's about.
So can chemistry be more more of a storyline this year for you if, say, Kyle or Patrick weren't able to be in for this training camp? If you maybe had to test out some different people on the left side?
Yeah, obviously. You know, that's what happens, you know, during the year. Like, how many times do you change line mates or, you know, guys get injured or whatever? All that stuff happens during the year, and you have to expect that. And that's why, you know, when you have a, you know, such a wealth of, you know, good players and guys that want to work hard and be the best they can be, you know, you're able to fit certain guys in there, and you know, you try to, you know, everyone's trying to find the lines that work and the team that works to win the Stanley Cup, and obviously we're doing that here as well.
Super Bowl prediction, Mark? You're a big NFL
Pats,
fan.
Pats, obviously.
Over anybody?
No, who cares?